can't even begin to tell you how many podcast hosts come to me and say, Courtney, people tell me all the time that they love the podcast, but I can't tell you the last time that I enrolled a client from it. I'm getting no leads. I'm getting no conversions. How do I increase conversions? And what I tell them is you got to start thinking about lead generation differently. There's more than one way to generate leads from a podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to walk you through three under-the-radar ways that you can do just that. Welcome to Insider Secrets to a Top 100 Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Elmer. Let's make your business binge-worthy. Whether you've been podcasting for a while or you're just starting your podcast for the first time, if you're an online business owner, then I'm willing to bet that one of the reasons you're starting your podcast or that you are podcasting is because you want to grow your audience and generate more leads. And you hear it all the time from podcast experts who say podcasting is one of the most powerful tools for lead generation. I mean, you've heard me say that. And the truth is, it is. However, what happens is most hosts go about generating leads from their podcast the wrong way. And their perspective or the lens through which they are looking at lead generation is too narrow. So my goal in this episode is to help broaden your perspective and help you see the many ways that you can begin to use your podcast as a lead generation tool. Because when done right, and when you've got your podcast set up the right way, then it can be a powerful networking tool, not only to help you level up your network, but so that you can be regarded as the expert that you are and bring about profitable collaborations and JV partnerships that can generate a huge influx of leads to your business. But before we get there, let's talk about the three different types of lead sources. Most podcast hosts only focus on one, but when you focus on all three, it is going to exponentially increase the amount of leads that you get from your podcast. So the three sources are your listeners, your guests, and your guests' networks. Let's talk about your listeners first, because this one is the most obvious. This is what most people think of when they say, I want a high converting podcast. I want to convert more of my listeners to leads. And what happens is most hosts go out there and they make the mistake of thinking, well, because I'm not getting any conversions from my listeners right now, I need to grow my listener base. But I'm going to challenge you here to think about, well, if the listeners you have aren't converting, what makes you think that getting more listeners is going to suddenly equal more conversions? The reality is we have to look at why your podcast is not converting the listeners that you have first and fill the cracks in your podcast foundation so that as you grow your podcast audience, you can maintain and scale the conversions from your podcast. So for the hosts who feel like their podcast is not converting in the way that they want it to right now, they tend to focus on one of two places. They either focus on trying to get their show in front of new listeners, hoping to grow their base and then increase conversions, or they focus in the episodes themselves, trying to increase the value or tweaking the length of the episode or changing up their call to action or experimenting with dynamic content to try to increase conversions. The reality is neither of these approaches are going to work for you to increase listener to lead conversions until you have three things in place first. And these three things are what you hear me talk about all the time on this podcast. In fact, this is what this whole podcast is designed to help you fix, to help you get the right messaging in place, to help you get the right podcast positioning in place, and to help you develop the momentum needed to ride those podcast waves every week. And by podcast waves, I mean the natural chart fluctuations that happen week to week in your category so that your show can stay visible to listeners who need you. So if you scroll back through any of our recent episodes, you're going to learn how you can begin taking steps towards fixing your messaging, fixing your show positioning, and getting the right momentum in place. Then when you have those things in place, then we can talk about specific growth strategies and specific conversion strategies to help you convert more listeners to leads. What I want you to realize, though, is that listener-to-lead conversions are one of the slowest ways to increase and optimize conversions from your podcast. The problem is most hosts focus only on this. So what we need to do is we need to actually look at other ways that we can start getting leads from our podcast and through our podcast while our podcast grows and gains traction to the point where listeners are converting to leads. Here's the thing you have to realize about podcast listeners. They are passive. They like to absorb information, but they're not going to act on that information 9 times out of 10. Think about it like this. Think about a TV audience. If you're watching the local news in the morning, how many times have you seen a commercial that says, if you need a roof repair, call the number on your screen? But only a small percentage of people who actually see that commercial are going to dial the number. Same is true for your podcast listeners. Only a small percentage of people who listen are actually going to take the action you're asking them to take. So what we want to do is we want to optimize your podcast so that you can get more people taking the action who need to take action. But we also want to look at, in the meantime, where else can we be getting leads from the podcast? So let's look at two other very powerful ways that usually get overlooked when it comes to generating leads. If your podcast is structured the right way, it's very possible that your guests and not your listeners are an even bigger source of leads for you. And even if you don't have a podcast where guests are a viable lead source for you, you can still leverage those guest relationships to get more leads through your guests. And I'll explain what I mean by that in a minute. Let's imagine you're Alex Hormozy, and you host a podcast about scaling a business. Now, your target market is someone who has reached the $3 million or more a year in revenue mark. You target guests specifically who you can bring onto your show who are at that level in business, who can talk with you about what it took to get to that level. And let's say you have an amazing and insightful conversation on the podcast about that. It serves your listeners well. Now, at the end of that interview is where you can lay the groundwork for the magic to happen. So let's say you're Alex Hormozy and you're chatting with this guest who just came on the show and you're like, man, that was an awesome episode. Thank you so much for taking the time today. I mean, I know that you are busy. This was super valuable. And listen, how are you scaling your business right now? Like, what is your goal this year? I mean, I know you're around 3-4 million a year right now. Like, what's your goal? Where do you want to take that? 10 million? 20 million? 30 million? Like, what's the goal? And you just open the door for a conversation to explore whether or not you might have the potential to work together. Now, I will say this, do not hard sell anyone after an interview. You will blow up your opportunity and your chance of ever working with that person. But if your podcast is set up to where your guests could potentially need whatever it is that you have to offer, then in that last 10 minutes or so after the interview, you could ask them a few questions to help take that relationship one step further. Because what tends to happen is that, and if you're a host, you know this, that you invite a guest onto your show, you have the interview, it's great, they leave, you air the interview, you notify them it went live, and you never talk to that person ever again. But what if you could set up your guest onboarding process to where your guest knows that they're going to have a conversation with you at the end of their interview to see how you might be able to collaborate, to see how you might be able to help each other. Maybe that conversation down the road becomes a sales conversation. Let's say that at the end of those 10 minutes in that interview, you identify, yeah, they do have the problems that we help people solve, and you invite them to grab a virtual coffee with you at some point to discuss that. You ask them, are you looking for help with that? And if the answer is yes, well then, let's set up some time to talk about that. I'd love to be the one to help you if that is something you're actively looking to solve right now. Or if the answer is no, or if it's not really someone who needs your services, then let's see how you can collaborate and create a win with that person, not only so that guest remembers you as the host who went the extra mile to really nurture that relationship, but also to see how you can potentially get leads through your guest if the guest themselves is not a viable lead. And this is what brings me to the third way to get leads from a podcast, which is through your guests. And this is typically how we do it, because most of the guests that I bring on the show here are not leads for me, because they're podcasting experts and they're here to help you. They've already got really successful podcasts, so they don't need my help to succeed in the podcasting space. However, their network and their community might need podcasting help. And if we are not direct competitors, then there might be ways that our work complements each other and that we might be able to create a really profitable and powerful collaboration to get them in front of my community and to get me in front of their community to serve their audience and vice versa. The secret here is to look at, is there a partnership opportunity here? You will set yourself apart as a host when you do this. Will it be more work? Yeah, it will be a little bit more work up front. But is it worth it? I don't know. You tell me. About a year and a half ago, before we rebranded the podcast, I was bringing on experts in multiple online business industries to talk about various aspects of online business. And I needed an expert to talk about building a community and to talk about what that looks like. And I got to thinking, man, wouldn't it be really cool if I could get the VP of Kajabi to come on the show? Because as I thought about different companies who had a really great customer service base and a really great community built around their product, Kajabi was the one that kept coming to mind. I've been a Kajabi member for years and years and years now, and I can think of no one better that does such an exceptional job at taking care of their community and at nurturing their community and at putting their community front and center. So I thought, let me pitch this guy. Let me see if he'd be willing to come on to the podcast. So here's what I did. I sent a cold pitch to the VP of customer success at Kajabi. And in the pitch, I said, look, I love Kajabi and here's all the reasons why. And I believe that you guys lead the market in terms of customer service and building community. And here's why. And I would love to invite you on for an episode on my podcast to discuss how you do this so well. A couple of days later, the VP of customer success at Kajabi emails me back himself and says, I would love to join you for an episode. And thank you so much for acknowledging the work that we do because this really does matter to us. And hearing that from you just means the world. Now, again, the only reason that this worked is that I put the relationship first. I didn't immediately try to pitch Kajabi on doing a partnership with me or teaching a workshop or anything like that. I just said, hey, I think we could have a really great conversation on the podcast. Let's have a conversation on the podcast. And in my mind, yes, I had an end goal of where I wanted this relationship to go, but I didn't show all my cards yet. So I brought the VP of customer success onto the podcast. We had an incredible conversation. And at the end of that episode, I said, listen, couple of things. Number one, we help people grow their podcasts. And I've got a couple of tips for you guys with your podcast that I can see an opportunity for you to improve. Would you like me to share those with you? Because these are easy changes that you can make. And he was like, yeah, we are always looking for help to grow the podcast. Like, what you got? And so what we did was we set up a call with their podcast producer. We went through the tips and I just helped them. I just served and I just helped them revise their podcast. A couple of little tweaks that we made. And then we started talking about, wow, this is really valuable. I wonder if we can get you in front of the Kajabi community to teach a workshop or do a course. We can collaborate on a course or something because we've got this podcasting platform now and we need support around it. Is that where I wanted the relationship to go? 100% yes. However, did I lead with that? No. And had it not worked out, that would have been okay too. And here's where I want you to understand how your podcast can be a very viable source of leads. Had I not invited this individual onto my show for that interview, none of what happened next would have ever happened. And where this relationship culminated last year was in a workshop that I taught for the Kajabi community that brought a huge influx of leads into our business. And we've got more ideas of ways that we can collaborate in the future. But again, you can begin to leverage your podcast in order to build relationships with your guests and not necessarily always getting your guest as a lead, but getting leads through your guests. We have some of the top podcasting experts in the space who do work that's adjacent and complementary to what we do, who we have the most profitable affiliate relationships with. And you would be amazed how much business we get from them. But it wouldn't be possible without our podcast because the podcast was what opened the door to these relationships. So when it comes to your podcast, I want you to think of it more than just content marketing for your expertise. Think of it beyond just getting your message out there or increasing your authority or growing your audience or even converting your listeners to leads. Think of it as your digital business card and a virtual mixer all rolled into one. Because if you were at a real life networking event, you'd walk up to someone, you'd introduce yourself, they'd introduce themselves, and you'd see if you would have an opportunity to collaborate. Whereas the networking event is the platform or the vehicle for doing that. A podcast is just a virtual networking platform. You've got the platform if you have a podcast. You've got the tool at your fingertips. So why not use it? One last thing that I will say here that's really important is that you need to be tracking your listener to lead conversions, as well as your guest to lead conversions, as well as your partnership conversions through your podcast. We have specific links that we share only on the podcast so that we know when listeners convert and we can track that. We have specific links that we share with our partners when we do a partnership with them that stems from the podcast so that we can track that. And we can attribute all of those leads back to the podcast because the podcast was what opened the door for that to happen. So think of your podcast and your guests and your guests' networks kind of like having this underground network of collaborators at your fingertips that you can tap into while you expand your visibility and your authority with your podcast. So it's not just about getting more listeners to your show and seeing how we can convert more of those to leads. That's a piece of it, yes. But when you can begin to look at your podcast as a tool for lead generation beyond just listener conversions, that is when you will unlock the conversions that you truly want to see to your show. So while your listeners are not the end all be all, and while listener to lead conversions are just one way to generate leads from your podcast, one thing we all do want is more listeners because we want to reach more people with our messages. And there's nothing wrong with that. So in the next episode, I've got Adam Adams joining me, who himself is a podcasting pro, who's going to show you how you can beat the Apple algorithm and get your podcast discovered by more new people who need to hear it. If you're ready to learn how to do it, then head on over to the next episode with us and let's make your business binge-worthy. As you might have heard me mention inside this episode, if you want to join me for our next live workshop where I'm going to show you how to avoid the biggest mistakes that cause most podcasts to fail within the first 12 months and literally walk you through the exact framework that we teach our students to launch their shows in the top 100 and convert more of their listeners to clients, just go to theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop. That's theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop.